about a different topic, but I really feel like this is relevant, and if I were in your shoes, I would want to really talk about it. I would rather really hear something about this. I'd like to just share the following idea. Kayadur, Rabbi Isai, Avodas Yom Kippur is introduced in our parsha. But the Torah doesn't just automatically jump into the Avodah Yom Kippur. The Torah gives a warning. The Torah tells the Aaron HaKohen. Actually tells Moshe to warn Aaron HaKohen to remind him about his children that walked into the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's a very, very, when a person really internalizes what's going on over here, Aaron HaKohen is very well aware about the loss of his children. He's been suffering with this. Why is this the appropriate introduction to the Avodah Yom Kippur? And I've asked this question in years past, and if this should be the intro, Achrei Mois, imagine Aaron HaKohen hearing this message from Moshe Rabbeinu, especially in light of the way Rashi develops, like, you don't just tell a guy to go on a diet. You tell him, by the way, if you don't go on a diet, you're going to die like Yenim. Like if you really actually open your mind to what's being said over here, this is a little traumatic. What's the pshat? Gemara tells us that when you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sreifa, of burning a person who's Chayiv Sreifa, does anyone know how you do it? What? Pouring down his throat, which you would think that shouldn't be the way, right? You would think like just, you know, like you think of like your bonfires in camp, like you know, you throw everything in, right? You just beer chametz, so you throw the guy in, and you know. But the Gemara uses a very interesting language. Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us you need nishmaso nisrefes uguf kayam. Listen to the lashon of the Gemara. You need nishmaso nisrefes uguf kayim. That's why you have to open up. Gemara says there were special kalim. And drop down the lead into his body and have his innards burn up. Nishmaso nisrefes uguf kayim. Why? Why is that necessary? Why don't we just learn srefa like we always assume? Burn it, you know, like you burn. You just the fire just consumes everything. What is unique about this? So everybody said there's a lot of literature and a lot of discussions in the Svarim HaKadoshim about who Nadav and Aviyu were and what they were doing and what was their chaton. The Gemara in Erevin lists a number of their chatoim. Anyone know any of the chatoim that Nadav and Aviyu committed, Rabbi Say, when they were makir of Eshzara? The Torah just calls it Eshzara. But what does the Gemara in Torah Sheval Peh tell us specifically about what they did? They drank shtuya yayin. They what? Yeah, but the Gemara says they were also what? They didn't want to marry a woman. The Netziv explains to us that these chatoim were all chatoim of the neshama. They basically wanted to just get close to God, to elevate themselves to another sphere. And that was a chait, says the Netziv, of their neshama. It's a fascinating idea. A person could be on such a spiritual high and such a journey that he's actually being chaiti with his neshama. I thought, according to this Netziv, it's gewaldic what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying. The tikkun of the Nadav and Aviyu was dafka with the neshama. It's not a chait with the guf. They weren't looking for pleasure. They weren't looking for gaiva, for their own body, for their own. They were doing something wrong with the neshama. The sreifa had to be guf kayim v'nishmaso nisrefes. How does this relate to us? What does this mean to us, Rabbi Yisai? You're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron HaKohen. This is the holiest avodah of the year. But I want to tell you something. Don't rewrite Shulchan Aruch. Don't now be the orchestrator or the choreographer of my halachas. Even though you're going to feel a spiritual high, even though you're going to be, I'm so connected. You know what? I don't even have to wake up for chakras because I could be sitting in bed and I'm talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom myself. I'm above chakras. I'm above tzedaka. I'm on a spiritual high. I'm this cult. I'm that cult. I have this and therefore I write the rules. That's a chet haneshome. A person called me yesterday. He's a Rebbe out of town in another yeshiva. He tells me, he's like, Rabbi Belzer, what is your practice, what you did on Yom HaAtzmaut yesterday? He said, I did. I said, Hallel, whatever, after the last Kaddish, whatever, that's the minig of Rav Shechter, fine. Couldn't believe what I heard. He says, thank you. That's what I thought. Someone was, Mamish was going crazy at me. The fact that I was saying something wrong, that I was doing halal for... Rabbi said, I don't want to get into the whole Yom HaAtzmaut, what your mahalach is and not. But like, you have to think about it sometimes. Are we rewriting religion? Is this more important than Lashon Hara? I mean, akotze lakotze. That I'm going to give up everything in order to make sure that there should be a flag there? Or on the other hand, that I'm going to destroy people like the Nitkura Karta that believe in the Medina? What's happening? Is the first sif in Shulchan Aruch the Medina Yisrael? I don't think that's the Kavanah of the Rabbanu Shalom. Why do we get so carried away with this? There is a Medina. It wasn't asked by us. Okay? It's complicated. There's positives, there's negatives. There's Chilul Shabbos. There's Treif. That should all bother us. That's against Shulchan Aruch. But yet there's a Holocaust. And there was a place that Jews had nowhere to run to. And now, Baruch Hashem, we have a place that could have house Torah and could be a tremendous source of Kiddush Hashem. That's beautiful. You want to say Hallel? Great. You don't want to say Hallel? Great. But that this should now break us apart? And that this should be the nekuda of whether or not I make a shidduch or I don't make a shidduch, or I talk to you or I don't talk to you? What kind of rewriting of Shulchan Aruch is this? That clearly is not what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. That's an Eish Zora. That's having an idealistic, this ideology that's supreme, that's more important than everything else in all of Shulchan Aruch. And can be Matir Yisurim. It could destroy people. I could post things. I could mamish rewrite all of Shulchan Aruch. What happened over here? Why is that more important than everything else? That's everything we discuss. There's so much. There's so much good. There's so much that has to be better. Yesh v'yesh. And how a person is noyig on this one day out of 354 days of the year that we have so much in common, that we're struggling all together with, shouldn't define our essence. That's an eish zara. We have to be real. We have to make the ikker ikker and the tofel tofel. It's a complicated situation. There's yesh v'yesh. But like that should be the most important sif in Shulchan Aruch? That should be that when our ideology takes over? That's a churban. That's the problem with Neturei Karta. That now, because of an ideology, I'm going to go to Ahmadinejad? I'm going to go to Iran? That's messed up. Or I am going to doubt, no matter what happens, I'm going to make a Medina, even if it means there's going to be treif. That's also a problem. Both of those should bother us. Because at the end of the day, there has to be a Shulchan Aruch. There has to be what the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It has to fit in with what Now, whether it's B'dievet, whether it's L'chadchila, it's not no geya to us. It's no geya to Shamayim. It's no geya to the Rabbanu Shalom. But like we handle and spend so much time on this that we mamash go crazy and we're mobbing people berabim because of it. And we would just destroy the rest of Shulchan Aruch because of it. We have to focus on what's important. We have to live with Yiddishkeit and not get lost and discuss all this hack and make that the most important entity in our lives. It's funny, it's geschmack, but at the end of the day, it's a little ridiculous. And I'm speaking to all sides of the spectrum over here. Like, why can't I love Torah, mitzvahs, but also be so proud and get goosebumps? And who could argue with this? I don't know who could argue with this. That when I get a message from a chayal yesterday on the Lebanese border about whether or not he can take a sefer when he's called to drive on a Hummer on Shabbos outside the Tchum, what should he do? Ain't Kiddush Hashem Dulamizu. Person is fighting on behalf of everyone in Klal Yisrael. Charedim, Misnagdim, Tzionim, everyone. Chiloinim, everyone. It doesn't make a difference. He's guarding the Lebanese border, for goodness sake. And he wants to know, can I have a dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu while I'm there, if it might be a Chilul Shabbos that I'm taking a sefer outside the Tchum? I didn't even want to answer the Shiloh because the Kasha is so much better than the Teretz. The fact that he would ask such a Kasha. Goosebumps. Goosebumps. What a Kiddush Hashem. That's a person that's not getting lost in the mess. Should I say Yohan? Should I say Hal? Should I say, who cares? I want to just be Dovik Makodesh Baruch Hu, Shulchan Aruch. That's what you need to pass on to your kids. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he's done. But we want to perpetuate Achrei Mois Kedoshim. We want to continue this legacy, Rabbi Yisai. And we get lost. We get lost with such a all these tofel dikazachim. And everything becomes all of these different segregations and different cults and parts and factions in Klal Yisrael. That's not what he wants. That's not what he wants. Sometimes I think this parsha, the fact that it falls out always on this day, sometimes I think that it's a little bit of our ideology or our own penmanship. And we all try to rewrite Shulchan Aruch and what's important and what's not. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides what's important and what's not. And don't let all these other things carry things away. So everybody say, stop making the tefillah liquor. Torah, mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch, Shas, Poskim. Don't redefine the Avodah. You're about to serve me on Yom Kippur. But we're going to do a little bit of an introduction. Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. You're serving me. Don't serve yourself. Don't rewrite the rules. I decide. And that's an important hachana before you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. To serve me. Don't get lost. Don't say, once I'm in this area, so then Zman Tefila doesn't matter anymore. Now I rewrite the rules because I'm holier than thou. That's not the shliach of Klal Yisrael that I want. I want a shliach and a person that's going to protect Klal Yisrael, that's going to be on the border, but still the best way he can is going to stick to my rules and doesn't want to violate the Yisr Tchumen with a sefer that he's... That's the Hakrav on Yom Kippur. My Eish, not an Eish Zara. My Torah, not a made-up Torah. What the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is feeling right now, who cares? That's not for us to judge. We have a world. We have to look in Shulchan Aruch. Allow Yesh V'Yesh. allow these people to have their opinions. We feel, HaKaras HaToiv, we wanted to say Kal, so we say it without a bracha because we're Mesopuk. Great. Why is that the defining entity? Oh, that automatically means that I'm this in the Shidduch resume. That to me, that klar is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Shulchan Aruch Shas Yidden. And that's what matters. He tells us. And he doesn't want all of these things to redefine us. So Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi, take this parsha in the zman that it finds ourselves, Rabbi Yisai. And Mirtz Hashem, it should be a koyach to have the right focus, to have the right intentions, to have the right approach to Yiddishkeit and to life. And Mirtz Hashem should brawl, be mezakeh, and to do the reason we came here, to fulfill the reason we came here, which is to spread Kavod Shemayim throughout the world. And Mirtz Hashem, he should give us the koyach and the siyata d'shmaya to do so.